anybody have that? That I'm going all the way. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah, I got it.
prayer. Amen.
Oh, yeah, pray.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. So we're going to... we also want to continue to pray for the family. So this is from the family. We want to pray for Sister Hughes.
Prayer, and I thank you for all that you have been putting up with me.
Yes. But I want to say thank you. Thank you, Evangelist Lou. Hallelujah. You know, my attire, look at me. Nobody ever seen me in this before. But God is good. Yes. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Yes. Okay. Before I do anything, I want to say, Almighty God, I just give you all the praise, I give you all the glory. I say, God, thank you for all that you have done for me, Jesus. Oh God, I pray, oh God, I am here, oh Lord, and I'm available, God, for you to be used now, Jesus. I have gone through it all, Jesus, and here am I standing because of you. I am here tonight, up and down in the valley, up in the mountain and across the mountain, to the valley, Jesus, and I'm here, turning mercy you grant unto me, Jesus. Oh God, I need to hear a word from you, God. Your people need to hear a word from you, Jesus. Let forth your word, God, with power. Oh God, and let it go forth, Jesus, because God, we just want to hear a word from you. Move all doubts, all fear from my mind now, Jesus. Oh God, I put it under subjection now in the name of Jesus. As I say, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Wow, Father God, thank you. Okay. I was told that I should bring the word to man. I did not hesitate or determine myself, sir, no problem. And from that day to tonight, my journey has been up and down, but I'm just going to let you know the goodness of God. Okay, I went to work Monday. I got the word in my mind, you know, most time we're here, the pastor preaching, there's a word come to you. I take notes, and I write down when something comes to my mind. I put it down, probably get a scripture, or get a Bible corrupt, and I put it down and then under the mind. So it was in my mind, oh, this is what I want to do. But I said, God, if this is what I am going to do, you need to tell me. You need to allow my eyes to see or my ears to hear. So I went to work Monday morning. I went upstairs. Those who work in the nursing fraternity, I am the one who stocked that stock room with all the wipes and everything, lotion, everything, body wash, just about everything. So I stand at the door and I just step around the corner. And I said, good morning, Mary. And she said, wow, if I tell her what is happening to me. And I said, what? She said, my room is flooded out and there is no sign of water. So I said to her, you know what? Sometimes God is telling us something, or God alone, this happened so that you could be here from something else happen. She said, oh, I would have cleaned 2 or 3 rooms before. And I said, don't worry. So I went downstairs, come back up, get my stuff, elevator open. I stepped out, she was at the door. Everything on my car, the top fell on the ground. And I said, wow, I smiled. And she remembered. And she said, it's the reason, God knows. And she picked it up, I picked it up, I put it back on the car, so I used my card, I swiped the door to go into the storeroom, I pushed the trolley, everything fell off again. And I said, thank you, Jesus. Now I get the ears and the eyes. Now, you have confirmed the message for me. And the message tonight says is just a test. And I can tell you why I'm like this tonight, because it's a test. I never normally do late detail. But I think I need to tell you this tonight. I never normally do a late detail. I drive. And yesterday I was told that Mr. Barnett would be going on an assignment early in the morning, 7:15. So at 7 o'clock, I need to go to Albany. So I said, okay. And at 3:45, to Clifton Park, I worked in Hudson. And I said, wow. I didn't double that. I go home, I sort out my clothes for tonight. I go on my journey today. I went to Clifton Park on my way back. I was just glorifying God. And I said, my wife, let them know I'm coming. If God wants me to be here tonight, I am going to be here. Clifton Park is 1 hour away. When we went there, they said they're going to do extraction. And I said, wow. So now, it didn't hit me because I know that would take some time. So the lady said, okay, they're going to do an x-ray and just do that general consultation. So it made it easier for me. I said, okay, 5 o'clock. If I leave here at 5, I can reach back in Hudson by 6:20, whatever. It happened, everything flowed that way. When I called my wife, I said, just bring my clothes. Where's the clothes? The clothes is here. I tried to put the clothes on, but there's no shoes. So, it's just that God is good. But the beauty about this, I remain resolute. And I want to know if this is the word God wants for me tonight. And I'll get all the text. I could say a lot more, but time is growing. Turn your Bible to Genesis. Okay, everybody know what a test is. Everybody know. At school, for me, I would look at it as a written exam or a physical endurance to test your knowledge, your wisdom of the subject matter. Basically, that's it. And that's how everybody goes to school, and everybody, there's a lot of tests that we pass, and we keep passing to where we are now. But I'm going to go to Genesis 22. Everybody knows that story. This is when the Lord, probably I'm not going to read, thank you Jesus, but I'm going to read it just for the tape. Genesis 22, and I'm going to read from 1 to 17. And I read, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take thou thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering unto me, on upon one of the mountain which I will tell thee of. Okay, I'm blind, but God have mercy upon me. And Abraham arose early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and came the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God has told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with us, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them together. And they came to a place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order, And Mount Isaac his son lay him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the Lord, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. I'm going to stop there. God is good. When I read this, and when I look through the scripture, what struck me most is that Abraham is obedient. His heart, his desire to put God first. You understand? He has never at any time doubted God. And what else struck me is when his son said unto him, Father, this is the wood, this is the fire, so where is the burnt offering? The son already understands what a burnt offering is. Then Abraham said from his mind, even though God already told him that you are going to sacrifice your son, but Abraham said, Here, my son, God will provide a lamb. So Abraham did already know in his mind who God is and that there is going to be a lamb for him to offer. So Abraham carried through his thought process. He knew what God wanted him to do. And Abraham carried through is just a test. God was already in his mind know what he is going to do, because God is God. And I said to anyone that what God wants, God gets. So don't be fooled. What anything that is of God, it will be for God. So when God told Abraham, you are going to sacrifice your son, it's hard in the mindset. If it was me or you, we would say, why would I need to sacrifice this son? That if I sacrifice this son, how can I be able to be the father of many generations to come? But Abraham was subjected to God. He said in his mind, I just wonder what he said, if God give, God can take away. Hallelujah. But Abraham stand resolute. So church tonight, I'm just trying to say to you, what God wants, God can. Because God is going to allow us to go through a lot of tests. Testing come to make you stronger. I can go back to school. I can go back in the home, at the workplace. I can go on and on and tell you all the tests. One thing for sure I can tell you, if you fail a test, you're going to receive the test. Everybody knows that. You can never move on from this test to another test unless you pass it. It's just in our spiritual life. That's what God put it. And if you watch the demonstration of Abraham, we must have an heart like Abraham. Question nothing. Worry about nothing. Because the Lord will provide. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And if God is our shepherd, why are we worrying about a test? When the bill is to be paid, we are worried. Why can we not say, God, here it is. As I journey through my test, as I journey through all my trials from my life on this earth, there are so many, and I've learned
But I found a man named Jesus. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are weary. Hallelujah, Jesus. I said to my wife, because I was in a situation before, marital situation, I was in the Jamaica Defense Force, I've been there, so I want to a lot of tests. Children test, school test, husband and wife test, you church test, you name it. But I always try to find a way how to grow in these testing. I said to my wife, one of the things we need to do is what Jesus would do in this situation. So when a test arrives, you said to yourself, what God will do in this situation. So before you argue, you would ponder in your mind, even if you start to argue, take a step back and say, what God would do in this situation. Instead of soft answer, turn it away, God. So you have in your mind, what is it that God would do? Would God do this or would God do that? You need to question that. When you can reach that level in your mind, so God is telling to tell you, just always check yourself. Always try to find out how if God would do in this situation. How can I put myself in this situation so that I can grow? Because you can never move from this level to go there unless you pass. I wonder, I said to myself, why at times I end up making the same mistakes that I keep making? I make mistakes too. And I realize it's just a test. I didn't pass that one. I was not stop putting flesh on the subjection. I did not. I act because the flesh in me comes out. And I didn't allow the spirit to take control of my body. I was not on the subjection. I did not allow the word of God to come from without, flow like a river through my belly, through my mouth. It didn't. But Abraham, faithful to God. Yes. And when Abraham carried out his instruction that God has given unto him, God rewarded him. Yes. Yes. I will move on to another scenario. Yes. These boys, the Hebrew boys, they found favor in the eyes of the king. So they were set up in offices, in high offices. What happened is that the king decided, okay, I'm going to make myself an image. So he made himself an image. He set a decree out that everybody, whenever you heard music, a particular type of music, they listen to music. Every man, tongue, nation, people will bow down and worship. There was a set of people, Chaldeans. They saw these three boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They bowed not. They did not bow. They reported them to the king. As we have it today, I remember testifying a couple weeks ago. I was talking about God to somebody at work, and I was reported. I testify here. But so I look into it. So the king sent for them. They came. The king speak with them. The king was unhappy. So the king said, this is my instruction, a decree go for it. Everybody should follow these instructions. But they decide, no, king, we're not going to worship. No other God, though. No other God. I'm not going to look at the scripture. I'm going to worship no other God but Jesus. He's the one that I will worship, and only him will I worship and serve. So they cast take cast them into the fire. And it was one set time. It was so hot that all the persons who took them to the fire furnace, they were burnt. They got killed. But God, no, it was a test. So God was watching the heart. These evil boy, I put you up. I allow you to grow. I put you up in high office. So I'm going to watch you to see how you will perform in the world. So now don't look at it and say, oh God, set him up. So God will make God try them. So the king, God uses everything alone because the devil is watching. The devil said, okay, they're going to worship the king. Because the king gave them offices. But God have a plan. So the evil boys went into the fire. The kings, they were the food person. Hallelujah. And that man was Jesus. What happened? They called him out. And from that day to today, the king said, we will only worship the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. For that to be critical. Anybody fail not to do that, I will cut your money. So, saints of God, I'm just telling you, in your circumstances, in your testing, and in your trial, God is going to be there. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So whatever you're going through, my sister, my brother, whatever may be you, always know it's just a test. The car can't stop tomorrow morning. Does it thank you, Jesus? It's a test. I am sick. It's just a test. I have testified surgeries upon surgeries I have gone through. I've been to the worst. Sometimes I feel like, I don't have my own cause. But I found a man named Jesus. I found a man that I can talk to. I found a man that I can cry to. I found a man that whatever I'm going through, he's ready to always be there. So I never feel as if I am alone. So when you see me dancing, when you see me shouting, when you see me crying, he's on my mind. He's on my mind. So I'm telling you, everything you go through is a test. Put him on your mind. I'm an all like Abraham. I'm an all like Christ. You speak to me like you say, God, I want to be like you. Give me wisdom and understanding to be like you. Let my mind and my thought be like yours. What I do, let it do unto you. Where I go, God, I want to follow you. And where you lead, God, I will follow. So God said, sing. I can't keep what I will sing. If God said, clean the church, I can't keep what I will clean the church. Because it's just a test. You don't expect that we're going to go under. One of these days, we're going to just, the rapture is going to come and we're going to just move into that and you fail all those tests. No! You never wonder why they call, they say, the street is narrow. And it gives an illustration, broad is the way of this judgment. And that little street becomes one. Narrow. Picture narrow in your mind. Let's think back. Narrow. No, but the narrow comes with, watch my hand, bumpy road. There's a lot of obstacles in the way. There's a lot of testing and trial. There's a lot of backbiting. There's a lot of, oh God, fornication. There's a lot of things that is not of God. You have to go through it. You wouldn't want that road. It's wide, it's narrow, it's smooth like the highway, pray.
You just flow on it. Some of us like to drive on it because, oh, we can drive at 65 miles per hour, take an additional 5 and you drive at 70, and you reach. But you don't want to drive in the community because it's 30 miles per hour. So you go wrong. With Christ, you can make it in any situation. It doesn't matter how the road may be. It doesn't matter whatever rain may fall. Because in the eyes of the storm, there is Christ Jesus. And my friend, he said, I am God. And I am God to deliver you out of the lion den. I am the God. I can't get knocked. Just always remember who we serve. Always remember who God is. He was tempted by the devil too. Remember, nothing new to him. He understands everything that we're going through. The devil called upon him. The devil pushed him aside. The devil said, this is stone. Turn it into bread. But what he said, God gave the word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by the word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Yes. The devil won't satisfy with that. Yes. The devil decides, oh, he passed that test. The devil knows that test too. The devil said, oh, he passed that test. I'm going to try another thing. He said, it is written in the book. So the devil now come to find another one. He's going to bring something to God and said, I'm going to use psychology. I'm going to say to Jesus, it is written too. If you, he put him up, Holy City, up on a pinnacle. Shut down. Throw yourself down, because it is written. Yes. God will say, angel, take care of you. Hallelujah! But Jesus is already, we know he's God. And he knows that that was just a test. And he sent the devil off. He is the one to rebuke him. Get him out of the way. The devil wasn't satisfied, said, okay, I'm going to come again. And the devil came again, come again. And this time, he tried to be smart. But God have an answer for everything. Yes. God just is when disposed of him. So instead of God, what I'm saying to you tonight is that it doesn't matter what the devil throw at you. Yes. You cannot sidestep it. Because God used the word. It's in there. Yes. So if we use the word, therefore we must read the word. We must meditate upon the word. We must allow the word to speak life in our circumstances. We must allow our mind to be like the word. The word is life. The word is going to speak life to you. So allow yourself to be used by the word. The word is Jesus. So if you allow yourself to use as you go through your tests, always remember, check yourself and say, what? Jesus would do. Because it's just a test. Every single thing that you go, student, at school, everything that comes your way is a test. If you get an exam and you fail to study, you are going to fail. The word, it is in the word. You don't need to show thyself. It is there. All the thing you want to be. One of the things that we fail to do when looking at the student is that God wants for you to know that secret first and everything will be added unto you. Come on to me first. What you're running down, I can give it to you. Just wait upon the Lord. Wait upon him. There's a process. There's a way. Just like you study, you pass the test. So whenever the flesh comes on, whenever that girl comes on, whenever the comes on, whenever the Jezebel comes on, you just put it under subjection. It's not the will of God. God's
that I want, I need to ask, and it shall be given. Say, God, this, I need this. I need this, oh Lord. I need this, God. Provide, and He will provide for you. I can testify about that. Many persons here can testify about that. So, put your mind upon Jesus. Allow Jesus to be the front runner in your life. Allow Jesus to fight the battle that you cannot fight. The battle is not yours, it is the Lord. Only the Lord can fight the battle which is his. There's no battle that you can win. Israel tried to fight the battle by themselves, but they lost because they weren't doing it in the name of Jesus. So what you do in the name of Jesus is what really matters. So God wants for you to know tonight, I'm saying to you, start to strengthen yourself. Start to be strong in the Lord. Start to acknowledge the Lord. Start to walk upright in the Lord. Start to give God the praise. When you come here, let's open up your mouth and give God some praise, because God is going to praise. You know, by chance that we are alive today, each day, each mercy given unto us, He just wants us to get it right. Yesterday is gone. Think not back about what happened in the past. The past is behind. We're looking forward. This is what we have to do. Our life depends upon whatever we are going to do. And it has to be with Jesus. Look what is happening in our society. Look what is happening every single day, month, or week. Something happened. We are counted as a blessing. As it's a count of a blessing. Name them one by one. Because God is in control. Don't worry about what is happening. It's just a test to get your mind messed up. Oh, they killed a lot of people in the church. It's just a test to mess your mind up. To doubt who God is. To blame our God. But our God is in control.
In your mind. It's few of us here tonight, but we here are
vibe with the chapters, the devil, the demon. It know it's a test. When it tests Job, he thought Job would flip. Just like we test some of us. Sometimes we crumble in, we put in there. Hallelujah, Jesus. I was tested and tried all week. And I remain focused upon Jesus. I know that I'm going to be here tonight. I know that whatever may, I will stand here tonight because I trusted in God. I believe in God because God has been good to me. God has been great to me. Mountain God has been moved. God has been led out of my way. God has carried me to searches upon searches. My body is healed. When I eat, many months ago, that is behind. I'm looking what to eat now. God has cleansed my body. He can do the same for you and you and you. It's just a test. Give your heart and mind to Jesus. Just give it to him. He's our friend. He's our father. Speak to him just like when you speak to your father. You go to him and say, God, I love you, Daddy. Can I work at this, Daddy? I need a new car, Daddy. I need a house, Daddy. I need a better job, Daddy. Look at me. I was working. Wednesdays, Sundays, on and off. But I trusted God because it was a test. God wanted to see the heart that you have. So when God sees the heart that you have, God will deliver unto you because the desire of your heart. I work Monday to Friday. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Who could it be? But God. But Jesus is my Father. He was the one that made me from the dust of the earth. He made you too from the dust of the earth. He blew in your nostrils the breath of life. He's the one that is taking care of you. Nobody else. Your father can't help you. Your mother cannot help you. Your husband cannot help you. Your child cannot help you. No one can help you but Jesus. Always remember, whenever I'm going through a test, I have to be in it with Jesus because it says I can do all things through Christ with strength in me. If we say all these things when the test comes, we get weak. We don't remember these words, but tonight, that's why I'm telling you. First, what God will do in this situation. This is what I want you to say, saints of God. Whenever tests come your way, whenever trials come your way, whenever temptation come your way, your mind, when your mind is thinking things that is not of God, rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Whatever that is been doing that is wrong, it's been habitual. You can correct it by order to do something right. Make it be by doing something right. That's how you stop what you're doing and keep making the same mistake over and over. It becomes the norm in your life. It becomes that, oh, it's so easy for you to do. Oh, sorry, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, I've always messed up, Jesus. What can I do? You know what you can do? Trust God. Start to do the right thing and make it be habitual in your life. So what you were doing wrong, it was a habit. So what God wants you to start to do the right thing, make it become an habit. And then your problem will be over. Your problem will be over. You will start to pass your test. You will start to see scores. You will start to see doors open. You will start to see the windows of heaven open. And you will start to see the blessing that the Lord has for you. You will start to see flows in all directions. It will go before you. It will go around you. It's just a test. It's just a test. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Father God, I just give you all the praise. I just give you all the glory. I just honor you, Jesus, for your word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I comfort Jesus. Oh God, you are God and you are God alone, Jesus. Because of you, God, I'm able to stand up. I'm able to say what you want me to say, Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I praise you.